over, over. Let's turn it over and over, over. Let's turn it over. And they find their backs against the sea. Egyptians will not let them be. God shows up, goes to town. The waters split, Egyptians drown. Head to Sinai, finally free. Moshe's all like me.
This week's Parsha is Bishalach, and tells the very famous story of Kriyat Yam Suf, of the splitting of the Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, in perhaps the most iconic of all the miracles in the Tanakh. Now, I told that story in this week's all-school Parshat HaShavua, and I also told the story in last year's telling of Parshat Bishalach, which you can find in the description for this year's podcast. But during this year's Torah reading cycle, I have been trying to bring stories from the Haftarah, if I think that they are particularly interesting or connected to the stories that we're telling. And this week's Haftarah is certainly one of those. Now, before I begin, I have to say a special shout out to my friend who lives on Harvard Street, whose Hebrew name is Devorah, and has been begging me to tell this story for years. Well, Devorah, the time has finally come, and I dedicate this podcast to you and your family, including your grandmother, for whom you're named. And I'll also say that this podcast is special because it is the story that our 7th grade students have been learning, and as I worked out with Mr. Savitt, if you listen to the entirety of this podcast, I will tell you the authentication code at the end, and if you share it with him, he will give you extra credit. And now, without any further ado, the story of this week's Haftarah, which can be found in Shoftim in the Book of Judges. Now, at this point in the story, Bnei Israel lives in the land of Israel. It's after the time of Yehoshua leading Bnei Israel finally into the Promised Land. And the nation is led by a series of Shoftim, a series of judges, who sort of play the role both of king and prophet. In this case, in the story of this week's Haftarah, Bnei Israel is led by a prophetess, a Neviah, a woman named Devorah. Now, Devorah was a very gentle and kind and loving spirit, and she would sit under a tree every day, and people would come to her asking for her wisdom, asking for her guidance. They would say, "Oh, great prophetess Devorah, please tell me what I should do here. Oh, great prophetess Devorah, please, your wisdom is needed in this difficult decision." And while she sat under her palm tree, she would consult with God, who would give her the wisdom needed to lead the people. Now, one day, Devorah receives a message from God saying that it's time for Barak, the general of the Israelite army, to attack Sisera, who led the army of Yavin. Now, Barak says, "Devorah, with all due respect, Mrs. Neviah, Mrs. Prophetess, ma'am, Sisera is a great general, and his army is very strong, and I don't think that we can defeat him alone, unless, of course, you come with us. I'll go if you come with me." And Devorah says, "But Barak, then you will get none of the glory. If I, a woman prophetess, am standing there alongside you, then no one's going to think, 'Oh, look at this great general Barak.' Wouldn't you rather that?" And he says, No. "I'm only going to go if you come with me, because then I will be assured that God is with us and we'll have a chance at victory against the great Sisera." Okay, I'll go with you, sure. You're not going to get any glory, but I'll go with you." And so Barak goes and he calls up the soldiers that are in the proper area of the nation, the proper area of the land, which included soldiers from the tribes of Zvulun and Naphtali. Now Sisera hears about how Barak is assembling his army, and even though it doesn't say this in the text, I can imagine he might be saying, he is assembling an army led by a woman prophetess. Oh, this is going to be easier than I thought. And so Sisera gathers together all of his army, and he begins an attack on Barak. And Deborah says to Barak, okay, he's coming. Get yourselves ready. This is the big moment, the moment that you've been waiting for. And there is a battle between Bnei Yisrael and the army of Sisera, and Bnei Yisrael wins. All of Sisera's soldiers die. None of them are left except for Sisera himself. Sort of the way that Pharaoh's army is all destroyed and only Pharaoh is left at the end. So Sisera jumps off of his chariot and he runs away to flee Barak and Deborah. And as he is running away, he sees a fortunate sight. He sees a tent of a friend of the army of Yavin. And he goes to that tent and he says, oh, hello, hi, it's me, Commander Sisera. I need a place to hide. We just had a terrible loss to Bnei Yisrael, and I need to lay low here for a while. And the woman who is inside the tent is a woman named Yael, who says, oh, dear Sisera, you look so tired and worn out. Please, come, rest here. Don't be afraid. I'll look out for you. But it turns out that she actually was on the side of the Israelites, on the side of Bnei Yisrael. And she gives him some kind of drink, a milky drink, that causes him to relax and fall asleep. And right when she falls asleep, she takes a tent peg and drives it through his skull. Ouch. Now, Barak and Deborah had been chasing after Sisera, and they come to her and they say, excuse me, ma'am, have you seen a man by the name of Sisera, who's the general of the army of Yavin? And she says, perhaps this is the man you're looking for. And she opens up her tent and she shows the general Sisera lying motionless on the ground. And after that moment, there was a big turn in the success of Bnei Yisrael against the people of Yavin, who were the main nation in the land of Canaan that they were working to conquer. And it all happened because of Deborah's wisdom and bravery, Barak's willingness to bring Deborah along and follow the will of God, and Yael's bravery as well. And after this great conquest, it says in chapter 5 of Shoftim, Vatashar Deborah uvarak ben Abinoam bayom ahu lemor. And on that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang. Just like right after Kriyat Yamsuf, after the sea splits, how Moshe and Miriam lead the people in song. On the day that Deborah and Barak defeat Sisera and the people of Yavin, on that day they also sang a song. And this song becomes known as Shirat Deborah, the Song of Deborah. And this is the reason why this story is told every year with Parshat Bishalach, which includes in it the Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea. Which brings us to the close, and for those who have been listening from 7th grade, the code word to get your extra credit, if you've been listening this long, is Shabbat Shirah. Because that is what this Shabbat is called, a Shabbat that celebrates the use of song as a way of acknowledging and celebrating great victories and great miracles by God, first at the Yam Suf and then in the Book of Shoftim. But bringing us back to the weekly Parsha for a moment, I'll say that not all is so well and good for Bnei Yisrael now that they are freed. They have to do the hard work of building a nation, which in some ways might actually be harder than defeating enemies. And that process is going to begin in next week's podcast, Parsha. Shabbat Shirah Shalom, everyone.